Rachel Tiffany Wolfgang from Peterborough, Ontario, asked the following question. I was taught that God controls everything in the world, and everything that he allows to happen is for the good. How can a person who believes this worship this God whose perception of good is the slaughter of 6 million people, the Holocaust Crusades? Very good question. We believe that this world is only a prelude to the world to come. There's an entire eternity to look at. And therefore, the things that we see in this world that appear to be very, very tragic in the light of eternity may be compared to an operation that sometimes a person is sick and the doctor has to cut him open, remove parts of his body, even sometimes what appears to be healthy flesh, in order to save his life. Life is not just life in this world, life is eternal life. And sometimes God deems that terrible things have to be done, but they're done like operations in order to save the person's soul for eternity. If a person walked into a situation where he sees a man with a knife ready to cut off somebody's leg, he would assume that this person is a terrorist who wants to wreak havoc and terror on this poor victim. And if he knocks out the person with the knife, thinking he saved the poor victim, and then finds out that he walked into an operating room and the man had gangrene and needed his leg amputated immediately unless he would die, that he knocked out the doctor, he would realize that instead of doing something good, he did something bad, and what appeared to be bad was really good. We don't see the whole picture. Because we don't see the whole picture, we see things that are very, very tragic. That doesn't exempt the Nazis from being punished for choosing with their own free will to do that which was evil. But the fact is that men are not in control of the outcome of their free choice, because God can stop them from doing what they plan to do or permit them to do what they plan to do. And therefore, sometimes God uses the evil plans of people to do what he knows ultimately is for the good. That doesn't exempt the person who intended to do evil from punishment. But God permits it to happen because he knows in the scheme of eternity this is necessary. It's a necessary operation, or for whatever one of millions of reasons that we're not aware of, why this is the best thing for the souls of those people who God brought into this world, and God permitted them to be taken from the world in this tragic way, which appears to us tragic. Just an example says that in the beginning of the world, Hanoch lived to the tender young age of 365, when everybody else was living to the 800s and 900s. And I'm sure people cried at his funeral. He died such a young person. But the rabbis tell us the reason why he was taken so young, because he was a fully righteous person. He lived in a generation of wicked people, and God was afraid that he would lose some of his righteousness had he lived longer. And he took him away, and he made his soul into the greatest angel that ever existed. Had he lived longer, he would have lost that eternal opportunity. So what appeared to be bad at the time, if you see the entire picture and look at it in the light of eternity, was really for the good of Hanoch. And so too with all the other things. Would you rather believe that God doesn't interfere, God doesn't get involved, he gave people free choice, they could do whatever they want, and then people are killed and murdered for no purpose, and God stands by idly and just watches and says, not my job? Or would you like to believe in a God who is so impotent that he can't do anything about it? So if God can't do, or he's not interested in doing, that's a worse kind of God to worship than a God that we believe is all-powerful, who could, if he wanted to, stop anything, but he permits it to happen. He permits it to happen for reasons that he knows, which are ultimately for the eternal good, which we don't understand. So I'd rather believe that I don't understand than believe that God could be so cruel that he would let things happen for no purpose, just because he doesn't mix in or because he's incapable of stopping it.